Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I Don't Get It podcast.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. It's all three of us back today rambling. It feels like it's been forever.
It has been forever.
Really, it has, right? Because of our recording schedule. Yeah, it feels like it's been forever for us. Guys, I have dandruff.
Dandruff.
Like really, really effing bad. What in the F?
Well, I feel like it's this winter. Is Isn't that like so? Yeah. Don't we all like have like really dry scalp?
Yeah, I have very much. I could shake like a freaking Head and Shoulders commercial right now.
I could absolutely do that too.
Wait, you guys, that reminds me. I told you, right, about that guy that I called that in school and I still feel so guilty over.
No.
Oh, no.
There was a guy that sat
in
front of me and everyone joked that he had like no neck. And I called him Head and Shoulders.
I thought you were going to say he wore black shirts and he had flakes all over the shoulders.
He literally just like, so mean.
Was there an episode of Full House where Jesse had dandruff and it was like the end of his world? Or was it something else that he had?
Lice or dandruff?
No, dandruff. Remember, or was it a gray hair?
That sounds like a really funny plot.
Hair or something?
I remember him dyeing his hair. He had gray hair and he dyed his hair.
He had a gray hair.
Yeah.
A gray hair. Wow. That was the messaging we got in the 90s. A whole sitcom plot nightmare around a gray hair.
I feel like I really need to watch Full House lately because it's just the thought of it is really comforting me. Like every time it gets brought up, I'm like, that just sounds like something that I need in my soul right now.
I wish I was like into the older it as years. Much as you guys. I wish I was into it as much as you guys were. It didn't like bring me that warmth feeling.
Oh my gosh.
I think it like stressed me out kind of.
My child just burst into the door because now he can turn knobs.
Oh God.
Hi,
wait, that's crazy.
And now he's like, a microphone. Well, speaking of watching things, guys. What?
She's right where I was.
No. We'll talk about that in a second.
What do you mean, but pulling gray hairs out?
No, I'm not pulling gray hairs out. I'm like literally pulling flakes out right now. Okay, but I know that's really disgusting to you, so I'm not going to do that anymore. But I did want to say this, and I think I've said it before, and I'm gonna say it again. You know why? Because I forget things, and I don't know if it was on my list and we ever talked about it, or it was one of the things that I didn't put on my list and then we never talked about it. But like, you think that they make Apple TV controls that small so you have to rebuy them?
Oh, do you keep losing yours?
Like they make them. Why do they make them so small?
Why
they're slippery?
That's the difference.
Oh, so we haven't talked about it.
Why do you guys say slippery like that?
Because we want to really emphasize that they're sliding all over your bed. They're sliding all over your couch. They were designed to be lost.
It is so true. Like when you think of the Apple TV remote in comparison to like the big plasticky, like,
yeah.
First of all, they are super sleek, futuristic, very tech,
sure.
Like very in line with, you know, the whole Mac aesthetic, but it's true. It's like when it comes to TV remotes, we need that thing to look like a toy.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
It needs to have like texture. Okay.
They need texture. I want it to feel like a snake or something.
Yeah. No, I love buttons on like TV remotes, like how squishy they are. They're squishy.
Me too.
They are so easy to press the wrong button because they're all like flat, you know?
It's so true. I hate when you have to go around, you know, like the, what's that called? The wheel.
Yeah.
You have to go around and it's like you go too quick and you,
Well, you know that there's some, okay,
I don't get it.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe we even talked about this. The Apple TV, come on, you guys. We need to know why they designed them like this.
They need to design something
intentionally. Now, do you realize that different apps have different like rewind and fast forward?
Yeah.
Abilities, like some apps, I think it's like Hulu. I don't know. I don't want to call out Hulu.
Wait, don't you just press down to pause and then move forward? Isn't that what it is? No,
some of them are some of them are like forward times two, and then some of them you have to like do the round and round, and then like some of them.
Oh, I don't know. You're saying it's different on the Apple TV?
No, she's saying on different apps, like different streamers, right?
Yeah, different streamers have different like fast forward features.
Yeah, like 1, 2, 3, 4, and then or it's hold down. Stop.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I don't like the 1, 2, 3, 4 because then you go over the 4 and then you're like back at 1.
Wait, you guys are so fucking vigilant and observant. Like, I feel like I have to watch TV and I didn't even notice that they're different on different apps.
Oh no, it's Disney Plus. That's the worst.
Which one's how's Disney's?
Of course, when you're like panicking and they're screaming bloody murder, you just want it to
exactly.
be easy.
Yeah. It's like chaos.
Yeah.
What's and so annoying just, to me.
You're going
me.
Too far back. You're going too, and then it's like, you can't stop. And then you press play and it's still going. You're like, ah!
I hate when I have people over my house and then I want to rewind like a scene because I was on my phone or being a dumbass or not paying attention or didn't understand. And then I rewind too far back. I get like this like mortifying embarrassed, like almost third
you have
grade
to watch
level
a scene
embarrassment.
Like a 1 minute scene over again.
Yeah. Like I feel like, what is this shame that I feel? And I'm like, oh, no, like everyone has to watch this all over for 1 minute because of me.
I feel like you're wasting people's time, Naz, and you're such a little stickler about time. So like, everyone wants their minute back. It's okay.
It so you guys don't feel that way if you rewind.
No. Oh, I do. I feel like I'm wasting my own time and I get annoyed.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah, but it's usually like if you do it in front of an audience, it's usually like, I don't even know what it is, where I'd be like, oh, you have to see this scene. Like, let me just show you this one part of like something show. And you're one, and you're like, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, just
keep watching. Please keep watching. Yeah, don't lose your attention span.
Yeah. I think also too, because there's some people that will just call you out, you know, and they'll be like, too far, you
way
know,
go,
or like,
Naz.
Or right there, right there. And then you don't do it right. And you're like, fuck, I failed.
Yeah. A lot of the times it's like not on you though. It's because like the control or like because the app is just,
and then like it has
a mind of its own.
What you see on the screen isn't actually where it's stopping.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It goes back like 20 more seconds. Yeah.
What's also really where I get really stuck as opposed to the pause and forward like you guys do is taking the subtitle off. I feel like that's really different on every app.
Very different.
And I'm like, which one? Yes.
And Hulu always wants their closed captionings on.
Do they?
And I'm like, how do I turn this off?
Are you
and
on my account?
Like, go to the website.
Are you on my account?
Am I?
Are you? Because mine are always on.
Oh, because
people
of,
blow drying and
people
stuff.
People want them.
So maybe I keep putting it on.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah.
Do you guys follow Chris Corsini on socials? On
who
Instagram
is that?
Or TikTok? He's
I probably
so,
do and I don't even realize.
He is so fabulous. He's like an astrologer. He's really blowing up. He's been big for a while, but I love following him. But he does sign language with everything he says. But you guys would love him because he just speaks to like our generation and younger, you know, and in astrology. He's like, he's like, Aries, bitch, like this is what you're doing or whatever, you know, like you need to stop doing this. But he does it like doing sign language and it looks so sick that like I want to learn. He makes
it
me want to
so
learn
cool.
sign language.
I'm so sorry. I love him.
Oh, really?
Wait. Tell us more. Can you explain to Lauren and Ashley how amazing he is? Because I feel like I have no words today.
You crushed it. He's incredible. I feel like I could listen to him and watch him talk about anything.
Oh, I got to follow him.
You have to.
You know, whenever there's like a sign language person, like during a speech or a song, I'm always looking at the person doing sign language. I'm never looking at the person giving
have
speech because it's so dynamic.
Talked about it's that that's so what dynamic. I studied before...
No.
Before I became an English teacher, I was studying to be a sign language interpreter. I used to be totally fluent.
Wait, you can
that's
speak
how I
sign
found
language?
Him. I'm not fluent anymore, but I can get by for sure. That's,
wait,
I
Andrea,
found him through ASL
cool.
first.
If you feel comfortable, I would love for you to come on video and teach me one or two things because I really want to learn.
Okay, but you
I know that
the,
this is thank you.
Yeah, if right? If I get something wrong or don't know, I'm just going to edit it out. Just, so
just teach
knows.
The three of us like one or two words.
This is such a visual thing though.
Yeah, Patreon. So everyone has to
all
come
I
on
know
our Patreon.
Is the alphabet and and tiger and then lion. That's all I know.
Tiger is like kind of like pulling whiskers out. That's
a good way to look at that.
That's so sick.
That's cool.
Bear.
Yeah.
Bear's
what's a good one?
Bear. I just like that one.
Okay, so Bear, like a bear is Andrea.
Like, I just watched the... What is watch?
Watch. Wait, say what you're doing so people listening.
So if
don't...
you're saying watch, like, were you going to say you just watched The Bear, the TV show? Yeah. That's watch. So I'm making kind of like a C with my hand, but I'm turning it in front of my eyes and then pulling it forward. Watch.
Bear.
Oh, that's okay. So is it Bear?
Is the Bear? Do you need to say the?
So there's no, I'm going to be so annoying. We're going to end up cutting so much of this. There
no, we're going to keep all of it.
There are no articles in ASL like the, and. So you
it's
would
more
just.
Like nouns.
But because it's a TV show, you would probably actually fingerspell it and then you would include the because it's the title.
Okay.
So you would probably say like. You would say like TV show I watched what?
That's good.
Yeah, that's so cool.
That you wouldn't normally use the, but you would do it in a title.
Wouldn't it be amazing if we didn't use the just in general? If I was just like watch bear.
Could you imagine?
It'd be very efficient. And mom is what, like M? What is it? Matt's mom?
You put
Lauren,
here.
How do you know so much ASL?
I took a I took it in college, but I forgot it all.
Wow. So you're just
it's
saying
it's also regional. Is the thing too. So like you might know different signs than I do because they can, a lot of them can differ. So that also depends. So yeah.
Andrea, how long does it take to learn sign language? Like if I wanted to learn, how long does it take to learn all the words? There's so many.
Well, I mean, there, it's its own, it's a fully formed its own language. So like, I mean, I studied for pretty intensively for probably 4 years before I passed.
4 years is what they would consider in like
school. Before I passed my fluency exam. But you could, but also if you found like a deaf meetup where people were going that knew you were hearing and learning ASL and did that a lot, it's any other language as immersive as you can get is how fast you'll learn.
My favorite movie, obviously, aside from Coda, where it's used, is a movie called Sound of Metal. Did you guys ever see that movie?
No.
I've never seen
it. It's so good on Amazon. It's about a heavy metal drummer who loses his hearing.
Oh.
And it's that guy, Riz Ahmed. You guys know him, right? He's so good. Anyways, that's so sick that you know that, Andrea.
That is so cool. Andrea, my question is, were your teachers deaf?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most, all of my teachers, except for the ones who taught the like interpreting profession classes.
Okay.
That are different from the language classes because it's, you know.
Wow. But so you were learning from someone who's deaf.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I had a test and I missed it, but my teacher was deaf and I didn't know how to express to him that I already took this. He handed me the wrong test. I was like, I already took this test. And I did not know how to express to him, like, I already took this. So I just took it again.
Aww.
I was like,
Lauren, that's
no
such
problem.
A Lauren thing.
No problem. I will take it again.
I truly might have done that for any teacher, though. Yeah. Like English, math, it doesn't matter. Sure.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to hide.
All right. Well, thank you for your knowledge.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for all that knowledge. I loved it.
Look at the way that an Apple TV controlled his role over sign language.
Well, guys, I was just talking about the flakes in my hair, and I just got our Lola V in the mail.
I was literally going to ask you if you got Lola V yet because it's Jennifer Aniston's hair company and they are a sponsor on our podcast.
I know. We're really, really excited about this because, like, obviously she's so known for the Rachel that she, of course, had to have a hairline. How'd she not? Especially she's just...
She's the most iconic when it comes to hair. So Chris McMillan would cut Jennifer Aniston's hair. And we all know that Jennifer Aniston's 90s hair is literally like what all our moms had. It's literally what I'm like aspiring to have now. And her products are like all black and white. The packaging is beautiful. It's cruelty-free. It's vegan. It's plant-based goodness. I looked it up because I literally washed my hair with the shampoo the other day. There's no silicones, no sulfates, no parabens. It is... And then... Literally, they also sent us, Ashley, this cult classic glossing detangler.
Yeah.
And this leave-in conditioner.
That.
Oh, my God. My hair has never felt softer. I don't know if it's just because it comes from Jen that I'm like, I am Jennifer Aniston.
Well, so for me, I have like keep all my hair products upstairs in my glam area. And I was like, wait, this I'm going to keep in my bathroom so that every time I take a shower and wash my hair, like my brush is there and then my glossing detangler is right there. And I never forget a day to have that. I also left the leave-in conditioner in right there by my shower. And they gave us an amazing wet brush. It's part of this collaboration.
Yeah, the white one.
And it is best one I've ever used. It's like bends with your hair. Like with each stroke. It's really cool. So we have this exclusive 15% off your entire order code. You got to use the code, which is get it at checkout at lolav.com. So again, unlock Jennifer Aniston approved hair at lolav.com. Our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use get it at checkout. It's 15% off at lolavie.com, promo code get it. And just note that you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined. And then when they ask you where you heard from about them, please tell them that our podcast sent you.
Yes.
Well, we should probably talk about the fact that I'm pregnant, considering this is the first podcast since I've announced. It would be kind of weird if I was just like, you know, just went about the whole
thing. Yes, if you guys didn't know, Ashley's having another baby.
Another one.
What was it like announcing it? And what was like the... you felt like overall feedback you got from people?
Everybody's always so nice. Yeah. You know, it's nice to be open about my life now. Cause it's just like, I don't even know what to talk about when I'm, you know, when you hide such a part of your life, considering that like I'm lazy as hell and like, I don't leave the house.
You probably were like censoring everything you said.
So what am I supposed to say? Right. You know, like, I'm like, I can't document my life. My life isn't very interesting to document right now besides the Disney trip.
How was Disney with...
Can I say one thing before
Lauren.
Yeah. Because last week we Naz, when you were gone, we talked a little about the Disney trip, and then I got off that podcast and I just felt so bad for like a lot of things I said, and I feel really bad.
Wait, what happened? And why?
I was on the Disney trip and I was like talking so much shit, you know, about like, you know, all the lines and the rides aren't that fun and blah blah blah.
We didn't talk about that.
Did we not talk about that?
You and I solely just talked about... the people who...
Okay,
the
that's what it was.
We Disney talked about adults.
That, Disney adults out. That get...
The Disney adults...
Really excited to meet characters.
And Lauren and I were like, this is weird. And then we were like, they're just in a costume. That's like you going to the costume store and geeking out over yourself in the mirror.
Okay, so now I said that and I was kind of harsh about that. And then
you were harsh because, and I was a little bit more subdued just because I had people coming at me when I talked about it on Instagram.
Wait, so you talked about it on Instagram, Ash?
Just a little bit.
All I said was that, sorry, not sorry. I think it's weird when adults... like have full blown conversations with the characters and like get super excited.
It's not like super. It's not
let's like dive into this real quick, because when I saw Woody,
we wanted to.
Remember? Do you guys remember I posted if you didn't see when I went to Disneyland over Christmas, I saw Woody and I was like, oh my God, it's Woody. And I was excited to get a picture. I wouldn't say I was excited that like, you know what I mean? Like, are you talking about me? Am I the problem? Naz,
because
I did take a picture with Woody and I got excited. But if you look at the photo, and I could text it to you guys and I get near my phone, you'll die. There's literally older women like trying to push me out of the way.
That's,
and I was
that's so wild
to me.
No, Naz, you can totally get a selfie and be like, hey, what's up, Woody? Or like,
There are people that were in line waiting and they're like, oh my God. Oh, like holding their face. Like, oh my God. And I'm...
And then they were like carrying on conversations.
Like, I really loved you when you did this. Like, really weird. Okay.
Oh, I see. And now I'm like actually connected.
Yeah. I'm going back into that feeling where I was very frustrated and annoyed, even though I felt really bad afterwards. I felt bad because people felt joy and I didn't want to take it away from them whatever way they felt joy. Okay.
Right. So, which is true. You know?
Yeah.
Like, whatever brings people joy. I will say, people in general, the concept of Disney adults, I think. The average person thinks it's weird. I don't think that's weird to say.
Yeah.
And I love Disney. We all love Disney.
Yeah. I know I'm offending some people who I'm true friends with who would definitely call themselves Disney adults. And I'm just like, after going, I just think it's kind of weird because so many of the rides are gauged towards children. Like, Naz, when you and I went and we had so much fun, it can be like a lot of fun, especially on a slow day. And when you go on the adult rides and all that, I think the big thing is for me, I don't understand people who go all the time. Like, even when I lived in LA, I would probably go once a year, and that was like, okay. But then there are people who I know who like go like once every other month. And I'm just like, how, like, what are you doing? Like, not like what are you doing? But like, I actually truly want to know, like, what are you doing while you're there that you feel like you need to do it every other month?
Right.
True.
Because like none, like besides a few of the rides, which like Lauren and Jared were obsessed with Guardians of the Galaxy, I wasn't able to go on, which is super unfortunate, which also makes me a little bit more like negative right now.
Oh, what is that ride?
It's like a high speed indoor roller coaster. So, and it's like it's set to like pop music. It's it's like the craziest thing they've ever seen.
Like they play music as you go through essentially space while on a roller coaster. It's so cool.
That's
and
sick.
You're like on your own little like two seater basically, and like going so fast, like flying off of
like that's so anyways. Like Space Mountain fast.
Yeah, like fast.
Wow.
Anyway,
I love that.
Like Lauren and Jared are two like kind of cynical people. So when they get off and they're like,
you were
holy
so
crap,
annoyed.
I'm so sorry, Ashley. That's like, I know it was that good. So I couldn't go on some of those really huge experiences. But like besides those few focus rides, there's just not a lot of thrills there. So that's why I don't understand like the adults, because like, are you going on Finding Nemo
month? Magic Kingdom?
I'm no, so sorry if this is so offensive. We went to everything besides Animal Kingdom, which I actually totally regret, because, well, Lauren, I mean, we've been there
for
we
Dawson,
should have done
though,
that
like Safari,
instead of probably
like seeing all the animals.
I know. It was a group.
Should have done one more day.
Naz. It was a group effort as to which parks we went to.
I would have skipped
the whole family thing. I would have too, except for these guys needed to go to Epcot to go on
Guardians.
They said that one ride.
That's how they're getting people to Epcot.
Yeah, they said that the entire day was worth it because of that one ride.
Wow.
But everything else at Epcot, I was like,
no.
What the fuck? I was like, there's
no,
because
I went to college
there.
So literally in college, we'd go to Epcot to do drinks around the world.
Yeah.
And we would just like go there to drink and we'd drink.
So,
we'd do sakis in Japan
around
and like
the world.
Tequila shots in Mexico. Yeah. They had like a deal or a package, Lauren,
oh,
where you could go around.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they still have it. But no wonder they put Guardians there.
We had never been to, Lauren and I had never been to Epcot. So I was just like really disappointed by that park
always,
as a whole.
But Animal Kingdom's the shit. I love Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. So in hindsight, I think Animal Kingdom would have been so much better for us just because Dawson wouldn't have loved it.
No,
your
turtleneck
was
a reason
so
to go
good.
Back.
You should always wear turtlenecks.
I love turtlenecks.
Oh, thank you. But anyway, I'm not a negative Nancy towards
I was going to answer your question. Like, what are you doing? I feel like a lot of people have turned into what I noticed, because I hadn't been to Disney. Honestly, I hadn't been to Disneyland, Ashley, since you and I went up until December.
No, you must have gone once in
because I don't like Disneyland. I come from Florida. I'm like, Disney World's so much better.
Yeah.
How funny, after I actually felt bad, Lauren, too, after kind of speaking negatively about the park and how much it costs. Literally an article came out this week that Disneyland's getting like $1 billion renovation. And I was like, I did that.
You did that.
Yeah.
You did
Anyways,
that.
Anyways, I did notice that the food quality at Disney World has just, it's just exponentially better from when we were kids. And I think people go, Ash, to have like the trendy sort of Instagrammy, like Dole Whip ice cream or the Mickey ears or like all these sort of crazy things that you can eat.
But if there wasn't a camera or a video, like a, then what are you, would you still want to go get that food?
Exactly. I wonder.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. I'm pregnant and my entire lifestyle changes when I'm pregnant. Like, I used to cook dinner and have a salad and then the entree every night for Jared and I, and then like whatever Dawson wants. And I just do not have the energy to be on my feet and doing that. And I'm pretty picky about my meals right now too. So we've gotten Factor. It's great for the new year if you're still on your resolutions and you want to eat better. Factor's ready-to-eat meal delivery takes the stress out of meal planning and it sets you up for success in the new year, or like just convenience and easiness if you're pregnant or in a stage in your life where you're just like, I can't put energy into dinner every night. So you could skip the grocery store, the prep work, the cooking fatigue, and instead you can get chef crafted, dietitian approved meals delivered right to your door. They have 35 different meals to choose from each week. They've got keto, calorie smart, vegan, and veggie. I prefer veggie because, well, I like a lot of like pasta and like more plant-based things now than meat. Mm-hmm. And they also have 55 weekly add-ons, and you'll have a ton of nutritious and flavorful options so you can kickstart your New Year's resolutions.
I love how many options they have, because I'm the type of person that gets like sick of like eating the same kinds of things all the time. Mm-hmm. And in addition to ready-to-eat meals, they actually also have cold-pressed juices and smoothies, which are my favorite.
Oh, I'm going to have to order that next time.
Oh my God, the smoothies are the best. Energy bites, they have extra protein, they have veggie sides, everything to keep you energized during frantic times. So you guys can head to factormeals.com/getit50. Use our code getit50 to get 50% off. That's code getit50 at factormeals, factormeals.com/getit50, the number 50, to get 50% off. Have you guys ever been to Club 33?
Well, I've heard about, I think Club 33 is only at Disneyland, isn't it?
Is it? Do they not have it at Disney World?
What is it?
I know it's like the adult
lounge.
Like
a Soho house you have to be a member of, and you have to make so much money to even like be in it.
Oh.
And they have like different,
you have to get like exclusively invited. Last week,
and they were like, what do you do? What do you do for a living that you're going to Club 33? Like, what is your income and who are you as a person?
But also, is it not that cool inside? I hear that when you go inside, it's like, oh, you can get some hors d'oeuvres and like a glass of champagne. And
I've never been inside, so I can't speak to it, but I have friends that have been, and apparently some of them are like really cool. But yeah, I think, is it just like a Michelin restaurant? Like, I don't know. There's different in Disneyland. There's two different places. I think there's one in California Adventure and there's one in Disneyland. So,
well, Ashley and I went to the Star Wars Cantina. So we basically are the coolest people ever. That was awesome.
I am obsessed with, do they have a Galaxy Far, Far Away? Like Star Wars Galaxy at Disney World?
What is that?
They have a whole section.
Yeah. Okay. Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. They have a whole, like with stormtroopers walking around.
Star Wars
is the best. Yeah. I love Star Wars.
Star Wars is the best.
So they had like their club, their little like bar there, and it was cute, because especially cute because Dawson got an apple juice.
He was at a bar with an apple juice. It was awesome.
So funny. That's so cute.
And just
cute.
Farting up a storm at the bar, just being the king of the Star Wars. Yeah, he was so stinky.
Ash, did you get stopped a lot at Disney World? Because I remember when you came to Disneyland, you were like, remember you were so happy because everyone knew who you were.
I was so relevant then. I was like on the show when we went, I was like, Paradise was airing.
Yeah. That was like your dream.
This time. Yeah. Yeah. It was fun to get to a Disney World. It is fun to get recognized.
But not so much
and
this time.
I need to now read to you a little, but a good amount. Oh, what do you mean?
I didn't see anyone come up to you. Don't lie to the viewers.
Oh yeah. We had a lot of people. What are you talking about? I had a lot of people come up to me. Maybe it was mostly at Magic Kingdom, but whatever. It doesn't matter. I don't give a crap. I mean, I love it. I love it. But I wouldn't be offended if nobody came up to me, is what I mean. Okay. Club 33 comprises a number of private dining clubs located within various Disney parks. Opening in 1967 inside Disneyland, the club was modeled after numerous VIP lounges created by blah, blah, blah. But,
I think we're going to get a lot of shit for this podcast.
Really cool aspects about it. Really, really silly aspects about it. But overall, I came home from this trip and I was like, you know what? That was a good time.
Jared is asking me every single day to go back. My husband is a Disney adult.
But he doesn't act like it when he's there. He acts like he is so having an okay time. You know?
I know.
Wait, isn't that so Jared's MO in general?
I guess
like,
so.
Unless Tom Cruise or Tom Brady is like there. It's like, what else is he outwardly excited about?
I don't know. But like, yeah, I would never think. And then like he comes home and like every day is like, Ashley, when can we go back?
That's really adorable.
Like, I love that.
That's really cute.
And like he's not even like a huge Beauty and the Beast person, but he like wanted to go on a date to the Beauty and the Beast, like whatever that's called.
Wait, do they have a date?
The restaurant. Wait, I would love to have, but I am like, this is, here's something. I'm just so fucking pregnant and like, I hate myself right now that like, I can't even fathom going on a date. Cause I'm like, we should probably go on a date. And I'm like, but I really would rather stay home. Like yeah.
You don't want to get dressed up or anything.
But we need to talk about get just, dressed up. At
Ashley,
all.
Can I tell you that like, even non-pregnant people, like everyone I talk to in LA where we have sun,
mm-hmm. yeah, like you have sun and warmth and no, not pregnant.
But you know what's crazy? No one wants to go out. Like it is full hibernation mode. Like it was raining yesterday. Yeah. Like it is crazy. No one wants to go out or do anything. I don't want to go out or do anything. I think everyone just needs to honor that we're in winter and that we just need to not be doing stuff.
I guess like, that's what I keep thinking. I'm like, okay, but if we were to go out, then I'd have to like, then I'd have to go in the cold and it's dark so early. And maybe we just have to get through like the next 45 days until the sun stays out till 7.
Yeah. Yes.
And then it's 45 days. Fine.
It's only 45 days.
And then I'm like, I'm going to get nauseous on my way to the restaurant because I wouldn't have eaten. And then I'll get there and then nothing on the menu will sound good because all I can really eat is chicken tenders and fries, which I wanted to tell you that the food quality is good at, it's good there because I had great nachos and I had great chicken tenders and fries all the time and great fountain sodas. And that's all I needed. Mm-hmm. I just all the fountain sodas.
This is the most Iaconetti sentence ever. It's like when people say they have great food, they talk about like tri-tip they've had in Argentina. And I was like,
just speaking to that remark. About
they had honey mustard for my chicken tenders.
And you're able to order
on the app and the app. App delivers your food within 5 minutes. And then there's a nice man. So Lauren didn't go to Magic Kingdom with us, but,
go to like the one that has like fireworks.
Well, she made a huge mistake in that because that was the one that Dawson liked the most.
Made a huge mistake.
Most fulfilling.
Because I was thinking about Disneyland, Magic Kingdom, and I was so bored there last time.
No, but let me tell you, Disneyland, it's just called Disneyland here. It's not Magic Kingdom, which is annoying. So that's just Disneyland. And I'm telling you, but growing up in Florida, this one, they need to renovate. But the Florida one is amazing.
Okay, well, I fucked up, all right? Well, I guess Jared's planning another trip, so I'll see it soon.
You know why too? Because Sleeping Beauty's castle is the one here, and that one's Cinderella's castle. Yeah.
Cinderella's castle is a lot more impressive. Lauren stayed at the Four Seasons that day and got a little spa treatment, and I was very jealous.
That's a dream.
Of the fact that she got to stay a full day at the hotel like that.
Mm-hmm. That's very
nice. Because that was my favorite part of the trip, except for like watching Dawson on the magic carpet ride, and like It's a Small World, which cannot believe It's a Small World is still there. It is the weirdest ride of all time.
What? It's a Small World is so pretty and fun.
It's such a strange ride. You go room to room and listen to the same lyrics over and over again. But he loved
it. In Spanish and in Hawaiian.
Yes. And then he was every time the boat would go into another room, he'd be like, whoa.
My God.
It was so cute. I mean, that's why it's there, is because 2-year-olds go, whoa.
You need to see it during Christmas because that is when that ride pops off. Like It's a Small World during Christmas is stunning. It's so cool.
It's funny. I still think The Little Mermaid is very well done. And there's a few that I could.
I haven't been on a Little Mermaid ride.
A Little Mermaid ride at Disneyland.
What was it?
It like takes you through the scenes. And then at the end, Kim Triton's cool. He's like in the water.
I don't even remember it.
And they're married and they're waving.
Oh, I do love that. Oh, wait. I have a great game we can play.
Okay.
So I watched Beauty and the Beast the other night because, you know, I'm a normal Disney adult.
And yeah, I saw that you watched that.
That movie is just so fucking good. That's the greatest love story ever.
It really is.
It's a good one. I'm sorry. Can I cut you off for a second?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
So Dawson and I watched it when we got back from Disney World. And he saw a lot of Beauty and the Beast. He saw like
he did the sing along, and then he saw the theater thing.
And then like something else probably.
Right.
And then, so we watched it, but he didn't really pay attention to literally it's only Aladdin for him, only Aladdin until the end. He's playing with his stuff on the floor.
Wait, and with the shooting stars and
stuff? When the shooting stars start, he starts looking at the thing And then they kiss. And then he looks up and he goes, more. And I go, you want more kiss? I rewound it. And then rewound it on the Disney Plus, which is a little challenging. And then he goes, full circle. And then I play it. And he goes, I know, I had to make that connection. And then he like watches it. And then he goes, more. And he just wants to keep watching them kiss.
He's turning or just the
kiss? No, just the kiss. Wow. He's so romantic.
He loves so horny kisses. For you know, maybe he's having,
he loves
like,
kisses.
I love that. We it's love so that. Funny.
That's the best part of the whole movie.
It really is. That movie's so
good. But anyway,
good.
Yeah, you watch the
okay, so one thing I noticed about myself while we're on that topic that Dawson loved, that one scene, mm-hmm. is that the three of us have talked about this before. I never literally got the hots for, like, Beauty and the Beast is my favorite Disney movie, like number one. I think Hercules mm-hmm. is probably number two now, but and Aladdin 3. But I never had the hots for the Beast when he changed into a human.
But you like him as a Beast.
Now I think you guys know my type in men is actually very, very similar. Yeah. And I'm watching Beauty and the Beast and I go, it was him all along. Like this
it was him
too.
All along. You
I'm
just
like,
grow into him.
So hot. Like to me, it was always Prince Eric was superior, but I was like, no, this is like my type is who the Beast turns into.
People give the Beast in human form so much shit. They like
Why?
Roast him. Like if you watch TikToks, they show him like turn and he's like this, and everyone's like, oh, that's what we're waiting for. Oh, but
that's
he's
so
stunning.
Mean. Yes, he's stunning. He
stunning.
Is stunning. He's so hot. He's,
that's so
hot.
Weird.
I love him. I'm like so appreciating him now as a 33-year-old.
Yes. I can't believe how little we get of that version of him.
I know. Like, we need more. We
yeah,
need
that's
we
why it's so exciting though when he turns, because you're like, this is the 1 minute I get of him being hot.
So the game I want to play with you guys is when I was watching with my friend Sadie, we were obviously talking about Belle, obviously talking about Belle's winter outfit. And I was like, wow, I go, Belle's winter outfit is probably number two after Red Jasmine. I'm like, Red mm-hmm. Jasmine's like
Red Jasmine's
number one
the best
fashion.
Outfit.
Like
it's
that is
super
the greatest.
Sexual to be really. Cause I watched it like every other day with Dawson.
Actually,
it's
what are you doing?
This outfit is super super like that outfit is racy.
So I thought it'd be fun for the three of us to make a list. Lauren, I feel like you uh-huh. should helm this of like what the greatest secondary outfits are like, and we should rank them because I think it's Red Jasmine. And then I think it's Winter Belle.
I can't even think of any
I can't
of
think
movies.
Of any others.
Are those the only girls that have wardrobe changes?
I mean, those are the only girls that I really care about.
And then
I mean,
we said Ariel's Cinderella. With Ariel's wedding dress.
Yeah.
But actually, low key, her little wrap on the beach.
Her toga.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. 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 That's actually probably more sexual.
That's number
than
two,
even her
think?
Seashells cups. Yeah.
I have a graphic that you can consult.
Thank you.
Oh, we have a message.
This is incredible. What is it?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Wait, are you fucking kidding me? Of course there's a costume changes in Disney films. Oh, of course.
So Pocahontas had only had none. One outfit, which is so unfortunate.
Wait, Tiara had a lot. Tiana. Oh,
whoa.
Esmeralda. Okay, so, oh yeah, Ariel does
Belle's
have a bunch. The pink
Ariel's
one Ariel wears,
blue.
Her pink one is so good.
Her pink one is the one, is their winter outfit. She just puts the little parka on top.
Yeah.
You're talking about Belle.
Yeah. Oh, Belle, what are you talking about?
No, talking I'm talking about, Ariel. About Ariel's pink one.
Oh, the blue sparkly one.
The blue sparkly one is
Wait,
so
Wait, when
pretty.
Does she wear that blue sparkly one?
When she like emerges from something.
Wait, that one's the best. Yeah, when she emerges from the ocean at the end. Wait, that one's probably number one, to be honest.
Yeah, that is number one.
When she gets her legs.
That's number one. And then Red Jasmine's number two.
Her permanent legs.
I love how we shit on Disney adults, and this is like our podcast.
We did it fully
shit,
guys.
This should say, hi, we're hypocrites.
Wait, this graphic? I could stare at this graphic all fucking day.
Okay, so the other one that I like recognize, like that I can really say, I mean, there's Sleeping Beauty, but I don't really care about her. But Cinderella, her that pink one, that brings back thought feelings. Mm-hmm.
because they were sewing that together. Oh my God. That's the one that was destroyed.
Yeah. That scene, Ashley, that pink one, when the birds and the mice are putting it together, I actually posted this. That was the first scene I ever saw in film that made me realize I loved fashion.
I was so excited.
They were like sewing the bow on scene. And remember the blue pearls. And I was like,
Yes.
So funny. I was so excited by it.
I can't believe what this podcast has turned into.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Man, thank God for BetterHelp. We were literally just talking about how you know how during winter, you just don't want to leave your house. You feel like you're in hibernating mode. I am like in so self-care mode, and I can't think of a better way to care about yourself during this winter season than BetterHelp. Like Ashley, I feel like I am just coming into loving myself more, and my relationship with myself is so much nicer and so much more graceful because that's the one that I'm working on, and I've really benefited from therapy. And if you haven't experienced therapy personally, I just want to tell you guys that there are so many benefits to it. Like to have someone to go to and talk to and work through all of life's challenges and not react, you know, in the moment to people has created so much less chaos in my life. And I literally cannot recommend therapy enough because it's literally the place where you can go to work through all that stuff, whether it's with your friends, work, significant other, or anyone. And so if you're thinking of starting therapy, I highly recommend giving BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And so that's why I brought up the whole winter season, because you can do this from the comfort of your own home. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can actually switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Yeah. And if you're dealing with some seasonal depression, they can help with that too. Speaking about not wanting to leave your house, right? All right. So become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit betterhelp.com/get it today and get 10% off your first month. That is betterhelp, HELP.com/get it. All right. Well, off the topic of Disney, I obviously I'm on the couch and in bed as much as possible, because I'm pregnant and miserable. But like, let me just clarify for everybody else. Everybody out there is asking me how I'm doing, which is very sweet. I'm far better than I was with Dawson. Like, holy mother of God, that was the worst experience of my life. But like, yay. I still don't feel good. And like, I threw up 4 times today.
But that's so we're doing really well.
No, like 24-hour span. Four times 24-hour span.
Damn. When you throw up, is it like a lot or is it like...
Well, not to be graphic, it can be anywhere, which I don't need to be graphic, but I'm going to be. Like, could be just like, oh, I didn't eat for too long. And it's like just like bile and mucus. Mm-hmm. And then there could be like last night, just like an entire plate of spaghetti. And I just think that tomato sauce should be off the menu right now.
Yeah, it feels very acidic.
It's very acidic.
I think that's what
tomatoes
it was.
Tomatoes are too acidic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't a good sitch. But anyway, yeah, so I've been, you know, I had to get a show to binge and I made it Breaking Bad, which Lauren did a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. And it's so just good. As good as everybody says. It's
and so my good. Mom watched all no, the seasons. Guys,
don't judge my mom. Don't judge my
In,
mom.
What, a one week? Week?
No, she did not.
Yeah,
she's
she got a lot of time.
You guys, she did not. You guys, she
How
didn't
is
have
that
a
even
car
possible?
This She didn't have a car this week. It's
she
been
didn't
in
have a
the
car.
Shop.
She couldn't go anywhere.
So okay. She stayed home and she just watched Breaking Bad, like
Your
apparently 10 hours a day.
Life. Your mom
incredible.
Has my
I'm like, mom, she's like, mom, where are you? This is the second day. She goes, they just shot a boy on a bicycle. I'm like, how are you on season 4 right now?
That's
this is
wild.
Insane.
Yeah, and she didn't skip any seasons.
We think she fell asleep in some
fell
episodes
asleep
because there's
episodes,
just
but...
no way that she
no,
like,
there's no
let
way.
It, yeah. There's no way.
Yeah. How many seasons are in Breaking Bad? 7?
There's 5.
6?
Only 5.
Okay.
And the first season is only 6 episodes, but it's a total of 64 episodes, I think.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She's still, she dedicated. It was like
Does she love
50
Walter
hours.
White?
She loves him.
I want to see. I'm curious to see how he
acted the shit out of that.
I know. Like now, I get it. Like he should have won every award that he won.
Yeah. I wish I saw it during award season and stuff for like Golden Globes and Emmys and stuff.
Yeah.
He can't be beat, but like Aaron Paul's acting is also like incredible.
So good. I love Aaron Paul.
And I just never understood the appeal of Aaron Paul until this.
No.
I think I have maybe, but not like for real, you know.
But do you understand? Like, did you get his appeal before?
Yeah, I always thought he was hot. Yeah.
I never got it. And now I get it.
Yeah. Actually, wait for this specific scene at the gas station where his eyes are just shimmering. I'm going to send it to you. Now I have all these fan edits saved. I'm going to send you all the fan edits.
Oh my God.
Wait, are you guys going to watch Better Call Saul now?
Oh, is that a spin?
It's a spinoff. What? Yeah,
it's a spinoff.
Before I get into this,
I thought Mom and Dad loved Better Call Saul.
They did.
Saul.
They accidentally started it before understanding what it was.
Better Call Saul. That's better though, because Better Call Saul is a prequel of how Saul becomes Saul.
Yeah, I don't even know who Saul is. Guys,
kind of mixes
He's
together.
He's the lawyer.
I don't know if I'm there yet.
Oh, you're in the middle of it. I forget.
Sorry.
Okay, yeah. Ashley, when you're done, there's a movie called El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie watch on Netflix.
Did you watch El Camino yet, Lauren?
Not yet. We're saving it.
Okay.
For a really sad time.
And that's by Vince. Okay. It's a little slower, but I liked it.
But let me tell you one thing. It's so unbelievable how it started in 2008. And when you watch the show, it feels so dated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, and then you think 2008, like what? That's my adulthood. And it's like, well, actually, Ashley, that was 16 years ago, which was still your adulthood. kind of. I was 19.
No,
I was 19. Yeah, I was in college. I was a sophomore in college, 2008. So maybe it wasn't real adulthood.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. So there's that. But it's weird the way you can watch something from 2008 and it just looks it. And then like their phones are flip phones. Mm-hmm. And like she's like leaving messages on like her answering machine at home.
Yeah. That's why I love watching Sex and the City. Because it's honestly, I think anything that I watch where there isn't like smartphones brings me so much peace and less anxiety.
It's more calming. Mm-hmm. It is.
It's just more calming to me.
Every also horror movie has to take place in a time before smartphones, or else it's too easy to get out of a horror movie. Do you realize that?
I know.
Yeah.
Because you just call
someone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, order an Uber, get out of there. You know, so much. Yeah.
That's why serial killers were such a thing of like the 80s.
80s, yeah.
You know, because it was so easy. There was like, there weren't surveillance
cameras. No cameras.
That's
no
another
trackers.
Thing that makes this show work, because like if there were smartphones, there's no way that he would get away with this stuff.
No.
Correct.
No.
Another thing is Sex and the City is being delayed till 2025.
Oh, that makes sense because of the strike. We're gonna have a lot of delays.
I know. Like that's
but
gonna
did you
really
see,
suck.
Did you see that Sex and the City is coming to Netflix? So for all of you guys listening,
but it's already on
Max,
HBO. Yeah,
I know. But for people who don't have Max, I think they're licensing it now to Netflix. Which
so
is
does that mean that only Netflix has it?
I don't think so. That'd be crazy. Yeah. I think Netflix
that would
will
be
also
super
have
crazy.
It. I watched the episode last night where. Miranda wants to get an abortion and Carrie, did you guys remember this episode? I forgot about it. Carrie lied to Aiden about ever getting one.
Yes.
And then she goes back to the saloon and the waiter that she had it with. Do you remember this scene?
And he doesn't remember her
at all. He doesn't remember her at all.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, it's me.
It's me.
Yeah. And he
isn't
was like,
that's like in the non-E version.
I go, that
I think that's one of
me.
The scenes that they click that they edit out.
Probably
her going
of
to see
abortion.
The bar.
Yeah. That's so silly. I thought it was
yeah,
so
that
funny.
Yeah. That was a crazy episode.
That episode's
I guess I'll just
amazing.
Be watching more because it's just going to be popping up on Netflix. I'm like, sure, we'll do it again.
Yeah, well, you know, old school so Ashley is like, I haven't seen it in so long because it hasn't been on E lately. They keep playing Modern Family. I'm like,
but
do
you don't watch
really...
it on Max?
No, I never watched it on Max. I only watched it on Max when I like binged it during COVID.
Oh, I only watch it on Max.
Well, yeah, because you don't have cable. I mean, I have YouTube TV. Yeah.
What's your guys' favorite Sex and the City season? Because I want to dive into another one today.
Ooh, that's a good one. I don't know. Content over Carrie's looks. Like Carrie's looks, my favorite is season 2 and 3.
Like and her then, hair. Her hair is amazing.
Honestly, I feel like the one where she's having an affair with Big, because there was Aiden, there was Big, there was like drama, and she looks pretty good. Yeah. And Natasha, when she falls on the stairs and Natasha breaks her teeth. I feel like that's a really good one.
Okay. Well, what, so do you want to tell us a little bit about Sundance?
Sundance was the shit. Like, Sundance made me realize that how much I love movies. And it was really cool to notice that in myself because I didn't realize that I could watch 2 to 3 movies a day.
I was wondering how you did that. This is what I say after I watch like 6 hours of Breaking Bad. I'm like, yeah, I don't know how you watch 2 to 3 movies a day.
It's the same thing as watching 6 episodes of something. Some people watch 5 movies a day. I could not do that because I'm like,
I couldn't sit up. Like, are you having lounge chairs in the theaters?
No, they're like regular theaters.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do you even like let one of the movies stay with you when you're watching that many, you know? Mm-hmm. But I obviously
blend
like
together.
Kudos to those people. But I saw like 2 to 3 a day.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
I saw this movie. You guys are going to bawl during this film. It is the greatest coming of age romance, comedy, drama. It's called My Old Ass.
Uh-huh.
And basically this girl, Maisie Stella, she's such a star. She's like Canadian. She plays this girl who's about to leave home. She like lives on a farm. And her 3 friends like go take like mushrooms or something. Like in the forest, like they all like live out near nature, like this farm, and her older version of herself appears to her on like a trip and is played by Aubrey Plaza. And okay. She's so fucking just cool and funny. And it's about like talking to your older self. And she basically is like, don't go near like a guy named Chad. Like, and then that's all I'm going to leave you guys with.
That's very funny.
That's really fun.
It was the last movie I saw at Sundance, and I was hysterical. Like, sometimes we cry for movies, but we mm-hmm. know we're going to cry, and sometimes just a little.
Just dripping.
Guys, I had my scarf, like, it was a lot, and it was unexpected, and I think those are the stars
born shaking. Whales.
No, A Star is Born, I cried. I was crying more in this one.
I know that you didn't feel the same way, but that's...
Yeah.
You cried more in this one? Is it sad or like coming of age?
I don't
want to
like give it
tears.
Away. It's just, I don't know. I just fucking loved it. I feel
I
like if
question.
I tell you why, it'll give it away. And I just want you guys to see it. My Old Ass is incredible. And then there's this film, Lauren, I know you would love because it's like a thriller and it's kind of like bodies, bodies, bodies. But it's called It's What's Inside. And it's directed by Greg Jardin. It was sold to Netflix at Sundance for $17 million.
Oh, okay, I have a question. Like, what is Sundance? Like, what do they do there? Oh. Like, why are these movies chosen? Like, I don't understand this.
Okay, so at film festivals, that's where independent storytellers and directors show their film. And then that's where studios and streamers can come to buy them.
How do you get into Sundance?
It's like really hard. You have to apply. It's like a massive competition.
Okay.
Like, and then Sundance itself is a competition. Like in the next couple of days, because it's ending now, they'll announce who won each category. You know,
that's
like
cool.
US or documentaries and stuff. And it's just so sick. I saw 8 movies, and I'm like, God, like there's so many cool storytellers out there. So many amazing like female directors. Just like really dope shit. There's this movie called Freaky Tales, which I was obsessed with.
I love Freaky Tales.
That's one that you would like. It just feels like you're high the whole time. Like it's such a trippy.
Did you
cool
see the
movie.
Sasquatch movie people are talking about?
I didn't
about?
See Sunset Sasquatch. Okay. No. I heard people were like throwing up.
People were like apparently it was so disgusting and I don't know.
Yeah,
just bad.
There's a lot. What's cool about Sundance is sometimes for some movies, it's the first time people are seeing them. So like people were telling me that like showing your movie at Sundance is scary because it can like really make or break your movie. Like I think there was a Steven Soderbergh film called Presence and I literally was at Sundance and I didn't see that movie, but I was reading articles and they were like, people walked out, like they couldn't handle that much anxiety, but he still ended up selling it because it's Soderbergh. But
how do you get tickets to a certain show?
I really want to see My Old Ass with you guys.
What? Yeah. Like how many showings of these things are there?
How can you get
every day? There's Yeah, there's, so I had a press pass, thank God. You can buy tickets to the film, but there's theaters everywhere in Park City's like one street in Utah. Mm-hmm. It's like a strip and there's different theaters. Like there's a theater at the high school. There's the theater at like a center. There's the Egyptian theater. Then there's an actual movie theater in the town and Sundance takes over all the theaters. And then at different times they play different movies and you like sign up or go wait in line for one.
Do you have to like have a press pass or can anybody partake?
No, you could buy a ticket to go to Sundance. But you have to like, it's a whole thing. I actually wish it was a little more accessible to the average person. Like I applied for a grant cause I'm like Latina and you know, I cover films. Mm-hmm. But it's really expensive because Park City is just expensive, you know,
just to, like,
and then you have to like
there.
Get everywhere. You have to be on shuttles. Like it was my first year, but it's so cool. Like I actually really want to go to Cannes now.
Yeah.
Like I just love film festivals. I'm like, that's sick. You just get to party and be around people. And then you get like, go watch movies all day.
I love
and
it.
They're like fun. New, cool, really great movies, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Now
we should all go to Cannes. We should do like I don't get it. Podcast from Cannes.
As long as there's like an activity and a time with a ticket to sit, I would love to go.
Yeah. I don't, and totally.
Yeah.
I have a question about them selling it to Netflix and just like, just in general, Netflix, like they paid $17 million for it, but like who doesn't have Netflix that's going to be like, you know, for this movie, I'm going to buy a Netflix subscription because isn't that just the only way that they're making money?
Yeah. But they're also, the thing is they also need to upkeep like how amazing content they have, or you wouldn't like continue to be a Netflix subscriber, you know, like if there was nothing new to watch on Netflix ever.
Right. Cause I would have gotten rid of it years ago if it still had the same four movies on it. Yeah.
And Netflix, like, especially after the Academy Award nominations, they crushed, like they had the most nominations out of any streamer. So they are investing in like good stories. I will say I was kind of bummed that Netflix bought it. Cause I'm like, this movie's so good. Like it should be seen in theaters, but I think Netflix may do like a limited release, you know, before it comes out.
Wait, what's
out,
that one that they bought
you
again?
Have to see It's What's Inside. It's Ashley, What's Inside, you have to see My Old Ass.
Yeah,
you both
that
have
sounds
to,
like but, me. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Lauren, you have to see It's What's Inside. And then everyone should go see Freaky Tales. Those are
when
like
is
my
it
top.
Gonna be on Netflix?
Oh, wait. I forgot. There's one called Hitman with Glenn Powell. You guys, I have the biggest crush on Glenn Powell.
Yeah, Lauren is never gonna get that.
Lauren does not get it. Glenn Powell is so handsome.
I love him in Top Gun. Like, I get him in that role. That is perfect for him. But I'm not going to get him as, like, I wouldn't need to go on a date with him.
Just wait until you see Hitman on Netflix, I think, in June. Netflix.
I know.
Until you see that movie, Ashley, and we're all going to be here in June talking about it. And I'm going to be like, I told you guys.
He's so clean and pretty though. Like he's just like the preppy guy.
I literally didn't even know he was in Top Gun. He was like so forgettable to me.
Are you kidding? He was like the moment for me.
I just thought he was from that movie, Sydney Sweeney. I had no idea that he was in
anyone. What? Are you kidding?
Lauren?
I literally subscribed to a
Ice
playlist.
Man's like prodigy. Basically.
I literally subscribed to a playlist after I saw Top Gun Maverick called Why Is No One Talking About Glenn Powell?
Everybody was talking about
exactly.
him.
Exactly. It was so hot.
No.
Like he needed
I don't know what planet I was on because I thought everyone was talking about the other guy.
Miles Teller?
Yeah, Miles Teller.
Everybody was talking about Miles Teller too.
Glenn Powell's single. Miles is married, you know?
Right.
So. Anyways, I can't wait for you guys to see Hitman. Hitman's really good and based on a true story. And he wrote it. Or he half wrote it with Richard Linklater and produced it. And he stars in it. And it's amazing.
Okay.
He is. Well, do you know why I love him and why you guys would love him? Is because he's saving the rom-com.
Well,
he's literally
we also
Matthew McConaughey.
Have absolutely no desire to see that movie.
Did you see
it
that
looks
movie?
Awful.
I didn't see anyone but you either. And I don't have a desire to see it because of what people have said to me about it.
Awful.
Okay, theaters. But wait till you see Hitman.
Okay,
so
but like I can't believe it made $100 million at the box office.
I can because people want rom coms and we're not getting
them.
But
we want
more
good rom coms. We want rom coms that are like look the way that they used to with us and like aren't.
Bring back the flip phone and rom coms, and then I'll get on board.
Have you guys seen The Love Witch on Peacock? It's like 95% fresh on the tomato.
No, what is this?
No, I got one show at a time, guys.
Is it a show?
No, it's a movie. You both need to watch it tonight. Lauren, look up the aesthetic.
What is it?
It's like a vintage aesthetic, and it's about this witch, and she's like going on revenge, and it's like potions and tarot cards, and it's so campy. It's almost like, I want to say it's so bad it's good, but it's not even bad. Ashley, look it up.
It's from 2016.
Yeah, but it looks like it was made 70s, in like the 60s. 70s.
Yeah, yeah, but that's not my thing. That's Lauren's thing.
You don't like that aesthetic, Ash?
No, you know, I hate the 70s makes me nervous.
It's not like that. It's more like blue eyeshadow. Like,
this still makes me nervous.
Yeah. It makes her nervous.
Okay. Give me 80s, 50s, and then we can skip 60s and 70s. We'll go to 80s.
That's so, how are you and I friends? Because 60s and 70s is me. Maybe opposites attract. Lauren, if you watch it, please tell me what you think. It's so fucking good.
I have a list of movies.
Watch that one tonight. Watch it tonight. Do you have Peacock?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got it all, baby.
Lauren's too busy watching Love on the Spectrum with Hunter, though.
I already watched it all. I'm done. I watched it all. It's so
she
good.
Is her mother's daughter. all right, guys. Well,
she starts the show. She finishes it that week.
Yep.
Guys, right. Thanks so much for tuning in. We love you.
Love you. Very goodbye.
Love you.
Bye. I don't get it. Podcast.